Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm here today to speak for the people in Iran who do not have the opportunity to show the real truth. I'm here today to speak for those who do not have the opportunity to tell the world that they are suffering too. In Iran, children are imprisoned and sentenced to death. That is what the association Amnesty claims. I have searched for information in their own website about who these children are. But all I have found is full-grown adults who, due to criminal activity, have been imprisoned, which is only a benefit for the security of the people of Iran. I personally never saw children being held against their will, nor have my own family, who have lived in Iran all their lives, seen it. Thousands of people in the world donate money to Iran, to Amnesty. But what this money is actually used for is not heard or written anywhere. This money could have been collected for seriously ill children and adults in Iran who today suffer from diabetes, cancer, and such other diseases. But the people today choose to close their eyes to these people as if they do not exist, as if the world does not change if these people die. In conclusion, I would like to say that I think it is selfish, misleading, and unfair to spread wrong information about what is happening in Iran. Information must be disseminated, but in that case, the correct information must be disseminated with clear sources. The outside world should not get the wrong idea about who is the culprit in this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.